Tell me this. What do you think is one thing in your mind that makes Hilton super unique? Just one thing that you would say, gotta be that.
I think it's the fact that they just want to be in front of everything. They do, you can dress for your day, which is something we implemented at this hotel, where instead of wearing suits, because we do tend to be a little bit more transient.
Hi, this is Ted Kelly with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Hey, today we've got an awesome guest on. His name is Matthew Waller. He is the director of hotel operations at the Hilton New York Times Square. It's always busy there. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. Hey, thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time today. We appreciate that. We know you're a busy guy on the operations side, so we don't like to take that lightly when we get someone on the operations side to talk to us.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right. So, hey, Matt, before we get started, one of the things that's traditional for us over at the THM is we always like to ask our guests a little bit about their hospitality trek and how they got here. What we usually find is that most folks didn't plan to be in hospitality. So tell us a little bit about your story and if it was orchestrated from the beginning or if it was something that kind of took a few turns and you ended up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like my story falls right in line with that. Whereas, I can remember it. It was a Good Friday. I was having lunch with my parents and my cousin who was studying hospitality in college. And I was contemplating dropping out and going to work for a company that I was currently working for. They had offered me a position. And my cousin mentioned, oh, you should major in hospitality and you'd love it. All your friends are in it. Like you'd really have a great time. And I'm very naturally introverted, especially outside of work. And so my parents kind of laughed it off and said, our son will never do a job where he has to talk to other people. Like you are crazy to think he would do this. And it actually made me so mad that I went and I changed my major when we returned from Easter break. And I guess the rest is history. I absolutely, my cousin was right. I fell in love. So thank you, Caroline, for kind of challenging me to be something that was a little bit different. But changed my major, ended up falling in love with the industry and worked through a practicum and an internship and graduated and took a job with Hilton in Minneapolis as a GSA. And then I've kind of just worked my way up from there.
Oh, my goodness. And it sounds like you kind of have trekked across, you know, America a little bit, Minneapolis, what, D.C., New York, D.C., something like that. It sounds like you kind of bounced back and forth.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I started in Minneapolis as just an hourly GSA working the overnight and ended up becoming a front desk manager there and then an assistant director of front office and then got the call that that the Hilton Midtown in New York was kind of interested in having me come and work there. And so talked with them and packed all my stuff and moved to New York. I'd only been once for a couple of days and said, why not? Let's try it. And fell in love with the city. Worked there for about 18 months and then got the opportunity to go back to my hometown and open a hotel from scratch with a different company. So I took that opportunity and went back home for a little while. I'd been away for about almost 10 years. So it was nice to go home for two and a half years. And then with that same company, I moved as an assistant general manager to the DC area and worked through a couple of hotels there over 2 years. And then back in 2019, I moved back to Hilton and back to New York City and started as the director of front office at the Hilton One UN Plaza and worked through there. We stayed open through the pandemic and kind of worked my way up and kept taking promotions to assistant director of rooms, director of rooms. And then I got a call about the Hilton New York Times Square, and they were getting ready to reopen it after closing through the pandemic. And they gave me this nice title, and I came. I worked 2 days. We opened the doors, and it's been going like gangbusters ever since.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah. You are you've been busy.
I've been really blessed. I've been able to work in a bunch of great hotels with some amazing people, and I'm just extremely lucky to have had the journey I've had.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah. Hey, let me take a second to thank our sponsors here. THM viewers, this episode is being sponsored by Recoverit. If you've experienced a home fire, tornado, or other natural disaster, you know how easy it is to lose everything overnight. Well, the Recovery app allows you to record everything in your home, store it in the clouds for easy retrieval should disaster strike, and it allows you to very quickly recall all of your valuables and everything that you had in your home prior to the disaster, and it allows you to settle with your insurance company a lot faster. Check out the Recovered app today. Use the promo code on screen and get 50% off. And also, as always, we like to ask our viewers to follow us here on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can find this episode with Matt on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. And we always appreciate your feedback, as that's the only way we'll get better. All right. So, Matt, talk to me a little bit about what you do with your hotel operations in New York around some pretty significant events. You know, it sounds like you've been one of the very few people that I know that actually worked a New Year's Eve event, a Macy's parade, and the UN meetings that take place there in New York, which are all very big deals, right? Does that put any extra pressure on you? I know you got a lot on your plate on a normal day. Yeah. Does that add any extra pressure to you?
It does, and it's all very unique, whereas each individual event requires a different type of attention or attention to detail. It's been really interesting to go from something where maybe I'm working at the Macy's parade, where the parade is coming right out front of our hotel. All of our guests that are coming in are needing to make sure that if they purchase the opportunity to see the parade from their room, that they're getting the room that they're supposed to at the standards that we at Hilton hold ourselves to. And then also making sure that information is given to those guests, because New York is on a good day with nothing going on. There's street closures. There's something going on at all times. Being able to give them information to say, like, hey, the way that your experience during this parade is going to be at the highest peak level that it can be is if we give you all of this information. So here's where things are going to be closed. Here's where we think is the best place for you to go and see it outside. You should be early. It's okay to come late. Walking them through that process and making sure that you have all the correct information and that you're constantly in touch with the different departments and NYPD or anybody that's putting on these events is crucial. And then my time at the hotel at UN, working with the State Department and the Secret Service and other government entities to make sure that everything went off smoothly and without a hitch, and to know that our little hotel right there on that street corner, that the lights of the world were shining on us, is kind of an intense feeling. So you get a level of pride when you go through things like that, and you know that right across the street, very important decisions are being made, and that you, as small as it may seem, like you may have an impact on that, right? Like if one of your guests is going and speaking or is a part of these groups that are discussing how our world is going to be moving forward, you want to make sure that they're getting a good night's sleep and that they're pretty happy and they're not really wanting or needing for anything. So you make sure that communication again is key and that everybody knows who needs what, when, where, and why, and how. And then now I've moved into where we have New Year's Eve, where again, it's all about the street closures and parking and what time do I need to be out and where can I go and where are checkpoints, right? Because it may be where they may have to go four blocks down just to get to our hotel and then come up the street. So again, working with NYPD and developing maps and making sure that your team is aware of everything that's going on just requires communication and then a lot of pride in what you do. Our team here is great. They know that next week is our biggest week of the year, and they're all prepared for it and excited to be a part of it. So it's a really, really cool experience to have.
I was going to say, you guys probably have to start planning for these events, what, 6, 10 months, 12 months out, maybe?
Yeah, we've probably been meeting sporadically for about 6 months now and talking through things, talking through ideas and saying, would this work, would this not? All right, let's find out if we can do this. Let's find out if we can't do that. And then as we get closer to the event, the meetings become more and more frequent and having those. So my week is pretty busy this week. And then, come Christmas morning, I'll be at work. And then, the 26th, we'll start having more and more and more meetings, until New Year's Eve. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it.
Man, never a dull moment.
No, it's it keeps you busy.
Now, talk a little bit about, you've got this very unique room that you've been working on there at your hotel. And it sounds like it's going to be fabulous. And I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to let you talk about it. Tell our audience a little bit about what you guys have been doing there at the Hilton New York Times Square.
Absolutely. I'm very lucky to have a GM and a team around us that really want to find new experiences, right? So we've really tried to break things down and say, what are our guests coming into our hotel really wanting? And, you know, with our location being right smack dab in the middle of Times Square, it really is that experience, right? We give them a clean room, we feed them, we make sure that they have everything that they need. But we've realized here at this hotel, the experience that our guest has is pretty much outside of our doors. So how can we bring that inside to us and help assist our guests with a heightened experience when they come into town? And Broadway's right around the corner. So we want to try and partner with the theater. And especially if we could have partnered with Disney and the theater to kind of merge the two together. We thought that would be fantastic. And fortunately for us, the theater that hosts Aladdin and Disney were both on board and loved the idea. So through a bunch of those meetings, we figured out a way to have this fantastic individual named Devin Sparkles that comes and decorates dressing rooms for a lot of the Broadway actors, came in and we gave them one of our rooms and said, we want you to make this Aladdin themed. And so we want to transform this guest room into the Cave of Wonders, or just take you right straight back to Agrabah. So when you walk in, you open this room, everything, it's deep, rich purples, and it really feels like you are staying somewhere different. The big kicker is when you come into the hotel, there's a nice step and repeat with the genie lamp. We have Aladdin stuff everywhere. And when you check into that room, the genie from the play actually gives you a welcome call. And then if you need a wake up call, that genie is giving you your wake up call as well. It's high energy. It gets you going, it gets you moving, and it gets you excited. And when you book that room, it does come with two tickets to the show. We will reach out to you prior to you coming to find out which day and time slot would work best for you. And then we purchase tickets on your behalf, and you get those tickets at will call, as well as like a gift bag. And then we have a couple specialty drinks that each guest gets to partake in when they book that room or stay in that room as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That is that's almost like taking young folks to Disneyland, isn't it?
It is. It's really cool. And it's been a lot of fun to watch the guests come in and take this in and be a part of it. And especially some of the nights where maybe we haven't sold it and we find a nice family and see if they'd like to go stay in there. It doesn't come with the tickets if you don't book it and we give it to you. But to be able to see the look on kids' eyes when they go in there and they talk about it and they share their pictures and their experiences with us, that's kind of the root of why we do what we do. And as great as it is for them, I'll be a little selfish and say, like, we get a lot out of it as well. It's just really neat to be a part of something so special and unique and in such a unique city.
Wow. So has this been, has the room been booked like 100% of the time, or how's it doing so far?
It's been pretty close. It is almost sold out every day. This Aladdin suite has been open for about 5 months. It's getting ready to sunset. We'll shut it down around January 3rd. But stay tuned. In 2024, we do have plans of trying to carry on this partnership with Disney and Broadway, and trying to make other specialty suites, or at least be able to have some form of partnership so we can be that bridge between our guests and helping to enhance their experience while they're in our city.
Wow, that is pretty cool. I think that's a great idea. Where did the idea come from? Was it?
It came 100% from my GM. It was just us sitting in a room talking about ideas and how do we heighten the guest experience, right? That's what we're all about, is how is your experience when you're here? And he was spitballing ideas and had this one, and we were like, oh wow, yeah, that sounds really cool. So he put in a lot of the legwork, made some calls, figured out who he needed to talk to, and through his efforts, he came in and said, I figured it out, we can get this done. And then looked at me and said, all right, here you go, operationally, how are you gonna make this work? And so we again had more meetings, figured it out, and it's been one of the cooler experiences of my career so far, something I'm really proud to be a part of.
Man, that is awesome. I can't wait to hear what some of the other theme suites that you guys come up with that that might be there. I'm sure you might start running into adults trying to take this, trying to sign up for the tweets, right?
We do. Some of them have asked about it when they see all the Aladdin stuff, and then we tell them, and they're like, "Oh, can I go check it out?" And it's, well, no, there's somebody in there, unfortunately, but you know, look and try and book it. But it's drawn a lot of attention, a lot of questions, and anytime you can have guests coming to you and asking questions and sparking those conversations, or as I like to call them as an introvert, an awkward elevator conversation, it allows you to get that dialogue with the guests to see how their actual stay is going. So any opportunity to start that conversation is really what we're all about here. And that suite and all the decorations in the building have really, really helped with that.
Yeah, no, that is, that's incredible. I got to figure out how to make a note to come by there and see that tweet sometime when I'm back in New York.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I just left. I was in New York for the BDNY conference last month for a couple of days. And I wish I had thought about you. I would have stopped by to see you, but we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, next time you're in, drop me a line. I'll show you around.
Yeah. THMVU is this episode is being sponsored by Recoverit. If you've experienced a home fire, tornado, or other natural disaster, you know how easy it is to lose everything overnight. The Recoverit app is a new app that allows you to record everything in your home, store it in the cloud for easy retrieval should disaster strike versus you trying to recall all of your household valuables, jewelries, et cetera. And it allows you to help settle your claim with your insurance company a lot faster. Check out the Recoverit app today. Use the promo code in the bottom of the screen there. You'll get 50% off. And as always, we ask you to follow us here on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and this episode with Matt will also be on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we always, always, always appreciate your feedback. All right. Now, Matt, tell me about this recent award you guys just got at Hilton. Supposedly you guys are the number one company to work for. Is that right?
That is correct. Hilton in Fortune's best places to work. Hilton has over the past, we'll call it 10 years, has really made a true effort to make sure that not only their guests are really enjoying their time with Hilton, that all their team members are enjoying their time with Hilton as well. And Hilton's done a great job of making sure that all of us feel cared for, valued, respected, and taken care of. And they've moved their way up that list. They've done really well, and we've reached as high as number one in the U.S. We're number one in a lot of different markets. We're number one workplace in the world for women to work. And this year, we became the number one company as voted by our team in the world to work for, which is just it's so fantastic on so many levels to know that I'm a part of that. Is one really cool thing, but to know that a company like that has chosen me to be a part of that is really cool as well. A lot of hard work by a lot of individuals all over the world, and to see I don't know, anytime you can see a number one next to your name, it just does something to you. So it's really cool to be a part of that.
Wow, tell me this: what do you think is one thing in your mind that makes Hilton super unique? Just one thing that you would say, got to be that.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that they just want to be in front of everything, right? They do. You can dress for your day, which is something we implemented at this hotel, where instead of wearing suits, because we do tend to be a little bit more transient at our property, maybe it is like nice stylish jeans and a jacket. Making sure that all employees are comfortable, and looking to say, like, what can we do that is not just going to help our team over the next 3 to 4 to 5 years, like what is really going to impact our team members over the next 15 to 20 years. And then making sure that we know that they care about us, and that they're looking to say, like, well, this may not sound like it's going to benefit you in the next 12 months. It's going to benefit this entire company and everybody that works for it within the next 5 to 10 years. And then you stay with a company that promises you great things in the future, and then you're like, oh wait, yeah, wow, that happened, look at this is amazing. So to make sure that your team members feel that, and that they know that you are always trying to be progressive, never playing catch up, is absolutely wonderful. And then the way that they just take care of us as team members so fantastically, and make sure that we're recognized and appreciated for everything that we do from the top down.
Yeah, I've got quite a few friends that work over at Hilton, and you know, we interface. Us being in the renovation, major maintenance CapEx world, you know, we get to play in some of those hotel spaces like that you're in, you know, to refresh them and bring them up to standard. So I've got a few friends over at Hilton, and they seem to always say nothing but positive things about the brand, about the company itself. So kudos to Hilton for whatever that magic brew is over there that they're putting in the water to keep folks happy.
Yeah, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm very happy with it. I'm very fortunate to work for Hilton. It's a great company.
Yeah. Well, Matt, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today. Looking forward to hear more about the Aladdin Suite and how things are going there. I think it's going to continue to go great, obviously. Best of luck to you, obviously, to the upcoming New Year's Eve event, because what,
thank
a couple
you.
Of weeks away now? Right?
About 10 days, a week or so away. It's
right.
The heartburn hasn't hit yet, but it'll be here this time next week. Yeah.
Yeah, and I say here, and he's like, here comes 2024. And you're like, where did it go? You know, where did
yeah, what just happened?
Right? Yeah, man, that's awesome. But we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today. We know you're busy, and love the story and love the history on how you got where you are. That's great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It was an honor to be asked to be on this with you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Again, this has been another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Please take a minute to check out the Recover It app today. And don't forget, you get 50% off by clicking on the promo. And as always, we always ask you to follow us here on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, sign up for the Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And this episode with Matt will be there, and we want your feedback. Please, please, please give us your feedback. That's the only way we get better. I'm Ted with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Ted's Hospitality Minute is sponsored by Recover It. Don't wait for disaster to happen to wish you had done this.